What does the city of Oakland mean to you?
The city of Oakland is, well, I'm 69 years old, so I've been here since 19. And the city is my home. I've loved this city for years. I've lived practically all over the city. And I've just become a part of it. I've run for District 6 City Council a number of times. I've been involved in politics since 1982. And I've gotten to know, and I've got a lot of friends, and I've gotten to know the community and the passion that Oakland has and what it was and where it should be going versus where it is right now.
So where do you think it should be going? What kind of visions do you have for the future of Oakland?
The vision that I have for Oakland is to have the people come back and take their city back. We unfortunately have allowed machine politics to take over Oakland. So when people run for office, they're usually backed by machine money or friends of the person that's behind the machine. And that needs to change, because every election, they look for your vote. And as soon as that vote is cast, you might as well forget who's in office or what you voted for the next 4 years, because nobody listens to you after that. Oakland's very good at behind-closed-door politics. Oakland's also very good at, when they want to push an agenda, they bring in people. It doesn't matter where they come from. They don't let the community know what's going on in the city. They talk about transparency, and that's one of my favorite words, because it's a word that has just popped up, and it doesn't exist. And when the community, like the crematorium that came to Oakland, the crematorium started out in Emeryville, started out and then went to San Lorenzo. They were kicked out of both those areas. And then a person in the county said, oh, take it to Oakland. They won't mind. And where were they going to stick it? In East Oakland. Well, that's where you stick everything, is either East or West Oakland. The unfortunate thing for East Oakland is it's not growing like West Oakland is. West Oakland is becoming up and coming. It's got a whole new group of individuals there. It's when I first came to Oakland, that's when the Black Panthers were just starting up. It was when I went to school at Merritt College on Grove Street, and I was told, do not cross Broadway and go over into that area. You will get killed. And that's the reputation that West Oakland had. Since then, Oakland has been the center and ground base for low-income housing. And when I say low-income housing, senior housing and low-income housing for the people that are living off the system, the welfare, and can't function on their own, that's the same tax breaks that developers get. So they mix the two. So when they say low-income housing, they play the seniors against the rest of the community, saying, oh, you're trying to keep, you know, the people out. The unfortunate is Oakland has been the dumping ground for Alameda County. Just like Eastmont Mall, which is in my district, District 6, used to have JCPenney's and Mervyn's. And now it's a health center, because they couldn't bring business. They couldn't bring places that would hire the community in there. I mean, Oakland's been like a third world country in the sense that they've split the flats from the hills, the districts from each other. And what happens when people get on the council is they form cliques, and only certain areas get all the help. The others get forgotten.
If you were to become mayor, how would you change that?
One of the things that I'd like to do is form a commission of community people or a committee to have them start looking at the charter. Because everything that I'm talking about, it relates to the charter and how Oakland is put together, because it's a charter city. And I would like to see them look at the strong mayor to see if maybe we should go back to the city manager form of government. Because when the strong mayor was written, it was written for Jerry Brown. It wasn't written with a vision of what was going to come after. And we've ended up in a mess because it's given people power that they shouldn't have. And there's no checks and balances, really, and that needs to be brought into how everybody plays out with each other. The other thing I would look at is doing away with possibly all the districts. When I say that, I mean district elections. I would look at having citywide elections for all the council members, like the at-large position. And that way, all of them would be accountable to the whole city as a unit versus individual fiefdoms, which is Oakland's major problem, is like Ignacio and Jane Bruner. They were against Nancy Nidale. That's when West Oakland wasn't getting any help. Larry Reed came into play because Larry Reed was a good guy and he got along with everybody. So we used to have the Coliseum in the BART station area in District 6. Nate Miley gave it away. And now it's in Larry's district. The only thing that District 6 has to show for itself is Eastmont Mall, which is a giant medical center. And yes, a police substation, but it's not really a police station. It's where they go in, get in their cars, and they'll go do what they have to go do up or down from Fruitvale to the San Leandro border. So the other thing I would also look at is in the charter is have them look at citywide elections, the strong mayor, and I know there was one more thing, and I'll think about it because it's so easy to talk about Oakland because Oakland has got so much to offer and yet has got so much trouble because of how it's been run for the last 30 years, 35 years.
And so you had mentioned police in Oakland.
Sure.
With right now, there are statistics that are saying violent crime is down, yet people's perception or relationships with the Oakland Police Department don't seem to be getting any more positive or friendlier or feeling more satisfied. What would you change in office about just how the police department has a play in with citizens in Oakland in general?
In general. That's funny because, first of all, Oakland has poor leadership. We have a mayor that's micromanaging. So we have a police chief. The last police chief before Chief Batts, who was here, was Samuels. And Samuels left because they started micromanaging him. Chief Hart had been there for years. The police department was right on board. But that's when the Panthers were growing and stuff, because there's been mistrust and poor action on how Oakland's been run for years, because crime is big business in Oakland. It brings a lot of money into Oakland. They can't afford to get rid of crime because they've got no sales tax base. They got no business. So they got to figure out how to continue to leech off the federal and state money and the grants and stuff that they keep getting. What the police department needs is a strong chief that has the respect of the rank and file and the respect of the community. Will everybody in the community respect the police? No. That's part of life, because everybody has a poor vision. But if part of Oakland's problem is you're dealing not with families that can train and teach their children how to interact with individuals and the police and just learn to respect the law, no matter who's in charge, whether it's your principal at school or your teacher. I mean, we have children taking care of children. We have grandparents taking care of grandchildren. We have foster care. Most of them are in it for the money, and the kids get neglected. So it's a bigger picture than just the police. It's going to take educating everybody to come together, to work together. It needs the nonprofits to not just get there and form a nonprofit because they can get money, because they are going to help the community, which is part of the reason that ceasefire isn't really working, is because there's a lot of nonprofits that are getting money to do this. But they're not really using it in the community. They're not really helping anybody. They're paying themselves salaries because they can't get jobs anyplace else. So the easiest thing to do is form a nonprofit. So it's going to be and the police have come around. The unfortunate thing about the police today is we've lost our seasoned officers because they're tired. They're overworked. The overtime is killing them. And they have no leadership in the police department. They don't have respect for their brass. And then you have a mayor that's micromanaging everything that should be getting out of the way and just leading so that people can do their jobs, whether it's the police, public works, or whatever. So it's going to take bringing in a chief that has grown up in the police department, hasn't just come in and sat in an office chair and then become chief. And if I became mayor, there's somebody I have in mind that would be excellent for it, that has the respect of people in the community and the police department, the rank and file in the police department. And you get out of their way and let them do the job. I mean, right now I understand that part of the problem with the Judge Henderson still overseeing the police department is the fact that they can't get their act together regarding community policing. Well, community policing was working back in the 90s, 96, 97, 98, and the people that know all about community policing happen to work for the city in the Neighborhood Services Division. And yet they keep going to Chicago. They keep going all over the place to learn new things. They're wasting money. I took the problem-solving officer course when it was first taught to the police department. They brought community members in to come in and learn so that we understood what problem-solving was all about. I've got the manual at home. Police department doesn't even have the manual. So, I mean, if you're going to work with anybody, you learn to work with the community and help have them be part of what you're doing. The problem is they know that there are no police officers in Oakland. They know they can get away with it. And when you're seeing sideshows and you're watching the YouTube videos and the guys are shooting guns off and a sheriff's car is driving by, what does that tell you where the respect is gone? So it's going to be a groundworking. It's going to take a lot of work, but it's going to be all of us, the churches, the neighborhoods, the neighborhood leaders, as well as the politicians and the unions. All of us need to get together and work. I mean, they want people to come to Oakland to live here that work in Oakland. They want safety for their family. They want schools that they can send their children to where their children are going to learn. And they want to be able to live in a community where they can afford. Right now, Oakland, you can afford. But there was one time you couldn't afford it. But it's moving forward, and the houses are starting to sell for a lot more money. You can't bring people in on the salaries that you're paying them and expect them to be part of a community. Because cost-effective-wise, they need to live in Fairfield or Sassoon City or wherever it is that they need to live before they can come here. Unless it's a family home they've inherited or they've lived there for years, they can't come and live in Oakland because they can't pay for the enjoyment of living in the area and working there. And a lot of them feel, why do I want to live in a neighborhood when I may have to arrest my neighbor? So it's a catch-22 when you look at all of this. Can it work? Yes, it can. But we have to stop looking outside the box and start looking within the box. Because outside the box, we've brought in Robert Bob. We've brought in Chief Batts. We've brought in Santana, although Santana did work for the city years ago. But Santana came in to do a job, and that was break up the unions. Chief Batts came here to set up community policing. It worked, but the police kept fighting him because under Chief Tucker, Kwan and Mayor Kwan, when she was on the finance head of the finance department as a councilperson, Ignacio, they killed off community policing because they were threatened that the police and the community were not looking to them for answers, which the community never got. They kept going to the Neighborhood Services Division.
So would you be in favor of, if you became mayor, of putting more support into community policing?
Oh, yes, most definitely, because it's going to take all of us work. We're in a new age. The hand cameras, the iPods, I mean, people walking around, you sneeze, you got your picture taken, it's all over the place. You know, you can't do anything but be a part of a team working together. We had what was called Beat Health. Sergeant Bob Crawford ran that. And it's written up in UCLA's textbooks. It's taught all over the country. When Chief Batts came in, I kept saying, bring back Beat Health. Those are what closed down the liquor stores. They went after the drug houses, the motels that prostitutes were hanging out at and stuff. This man knew his stuff. He had a team. They went in, they did their job, and they cleaned up areas. That's part of community policing. It's a specialized area because not all officers are going to be able to do this, and all officers need to be part of community policing. And not just problem-solving officers, because you, as an officer and being called a problem-solving officer, you don't really solve problems. You just sit there and try to work with people to get them to work together. But that's not solving a problem. It's going to take, you know, a lot. The DA's office needs to come into play in a lot of respects. So it's a team effort of everybody working together. But yes, community policing, it's worked. It wasn't primo because they were still working on it. But when it was killed off by Quan and Ignacio and Chief Tucker and can't remember his name right now, but he's one of the officers that was the one that caused the death of the four officers. It was because of his leadership. It'll dawn on me down the road. Okay. But, yeah.
So speaking of Quan, I have two questions about Quan.
Okay.
And it just boils down to what has Quan done right in your eyes and what has could Quan do better?
What has Quan done right?
What's she got right since she's been in office?
Well, she knows how to talk. And in reality, nothing. I can't give her credit for anything other than being able to stand in front of a camera or stand in front of a group and talk. What she's done on boards and commissions is she's taken people that have been good on boards and commissions, taken them off, and put her people on there because she wants yes people working around her. She should never have become mayor. Especially a strong mayor. Had she been part of the city manager form of government, because then the city manager would have been in control and she would have had to answer to her legislative body, which are the council members, things might have been different. But she didn't do well on the school board. And everybody, if you look at the history of that, still blames her for the school board going bankrupt and going into receivership. And she wasn't very good as a council person except for her district. But then she was part of the game players that got together that got it for North Oakland, Montclair, downtown, east and west. And the Fruitvale got help because that was Ignacio. There was a group of clique that made sure their areas got taken care of. And that needs to... So that being said about Quan... very nice person, but as a leader, no. Now, what was the second half of the question?
What would you do differently? But you kind of mentioned that in other topics, too.
Yeah, I mean, my position is lead and get the heck out of the way and hire people that have the credentials to do the job. And you want them to be able to say no to you, not say yes because they're afraid that they're going to get canned. And that's part of working under Quan.
You're listening to Cross Currents. We're speaking with Oakland mayoral candidate Nancy Sybotham. What moment did you decide to run for mayor?
Having been involved when I actually decided to run was when Jane took me off the CPAB board, which is Community Policing Advisory Board, and put another person on there, which is one of her people. She has what I call block. She has an organization called Block to Block. And those are her followers, and those are the ones that do all her work out in the community and organize for her. So when I was replaced then, I started thinking and I started looking, and I couldn't run for District 6 again, even though that's up right now. I've run that 6 times. It's not that I've lost. I've never lost an election. I've never gotten paid because I'm still doing the work, and I'm still there. Because there's not too many people that run for office that stick around. This has been the love for me to do, is just to stay and fight for my community. So when I'm, it's just one of those things where you just continue fighting for what you believe. And if I gone off question? So, you just continue fighting for what you believe in. And my love for Oakland and my drive to stay involved, it's just been there. The list of things that I've done that I can remember, when I say that, I don't write what I've done. To me, it's not important. I just do it. If you ask me for help, fine. Do I remember what it was I helped you on? No. But I helped you, and that's all I care about. I'm not one of these people that sits there and puts notches in my belt because I'm doing something, because I'm heading to a new position or I want to look like I'm better than I am. I have no interest other than Oakland. When I decided to run, it was because I saw who had put their hat in the ring. And I said, we need better than this. Rebecca's been on the council, what, 14 years? Maybe not even that long. But she's been on the council. What has she done? Libby Schaff's been an aide to Ignacio de la Fuente for how many years and just got on 4 years ago? She hasn't done anything in the community. I won't even go into some of the stuff she says she's done and that I could pick apart, because that's not fair to her. She needs to be here to offset me on that. But when you're looking at three people that have been on this council and nothing's changed, and then you come on board and you're still making promises of what you can do, and one of them made a statement as, oh, well, I'm married, you'll find out what I'm going to do. What's wrong with this picture? Yes, there's 15 people running. But that's going to be in any race. You're going to have a cross-section of people running. You need to allow the community the visual and the hearsay of what these people have to say and let them make the decision as to who they think might be a better candidate or can represent them or be the voice that they need up there. So my plan in all of this was just to be out there and tell the truth and let people know that there are people that are running actually need to know the history of Oakland, because Oakland's a unique city. It's not a city that you can go to Boston or New York or Baltimore and come back with ideas and think you can fix Oakland. You can write all the books you want. Ceasefire doesn't work if you don't have the money. Oakland doesn't have the money. Yes, it worked in Richmond, but they put their money into it. They have a program in Richmond where they talk these kids out of their guns and stuff, except they had their first murder there after a long time, just last week. So you're not going to be able to control everything. And when you mentioned before about crime going down, that's all statistics. CompStat is how you want to play the numbers out. There's a book that I love telling people about, and that's How to Lie with Statistics. Goes for anything. The name of the game is whatever you think people want to hear, that's what you put out. What people need to hear is the truth, and they need to know that something can be done with that truth, and that's why I'm running.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're doing a lightning round, so okay. You just can answer quick answers. Okay. You don't have to... unless you feel like you want to talk on. Yeah. So when you were little, what did you want to be when you grew up?
You know, I have not a clue. Probably a veterinarian, you know, because I've always loved animals. And in the whole time that I've lived in Oakland, I've had over probably 350 animals that I've rescued and found homes for. I've never gone to the pound to get an animal. People always dump them on me. So I've got cats. In fact, I don't know if you remember Sanjeev Honda. Sanjeev Honda was considered a reporter, a blogger, and he used to sit at every council meeting, every committee meeting, and he followed it for years, and he died a couple of years ago. And everybody knew him. I mean, and we all miss him because he stood in front of that council, and he named names, and he pointed fingers, and he said, what are you doing and what you're not doing? And he had the patience of Job to sit in those boring meetings. But that being said, I ended up with his cat, so I have Ross. You know, so it's, so probably a veterinarian, because but if I saw blood, I'd probably keel over.
What was your first job?
My first job was out of high school when my parents lived in White Plains, New York. I got AT&T as an overseas operator. And since then, I worked there probably 11 months. My aunt said, hey, why don't you come out to California? And I picked up, said to Mom, I'm going. Mom got upset, didn't speak to me for 2 years. But I came to California, and I came to Oakland.
Your first memory?
God. My first memory. You know, we lived in Panama. No. My first memory was my learning to say Schenectady bus. Because my grandmother lived in Schenectady, and Schenectady bus was my first memory, learning to speak. Yep.
What do you think voters don't know about you?
That I'm a fighter. That I care. Now, that's not all the voters, because I've got a nice following. But those that don't know me, they, you know, I'm that I care, and that I will fight as hard as I can to make sure that change comes, that people are given the respect and the possibilities that Oakland be.
What's your favorite food and restaurant in Oakland?
Oh, okay. Well, my favorite food is Indian food. And the restaurant that I enjoyed the most is gone. It was down at 14th and Franklin, right on the corner there. My favorite restaurant, I can't remember the name. It's at 21st and Webster. Because I've been eating there a lot because one of the clubs I belong to, we meet and usually afterwards we go there. But I don't usually eat out a lot, so it's one of those things. Another one would be the Hyundai restaurant up in Redwood at Lincoln Square.
Oh. Great. Your favorite book?
Atlas Shrugged.
Why?
Because we're living it right now. I mean, I've read 1984. I've read, Of Mice and Men, and because I love to read and stuff. And my favorite book is Atlas Shrugged. My next favorite is the Harry Potter series.
What's your favorite TV show or movie?
The Good Wife. My favorite movie? I have quite a few, but we'll have to see the Harry Potter series and, Lord of the Rings.
Your favorite place in Oakland?
My favorite place is Dunsmuir. Love Dunsmuir.
Why?
I don't know. I just like the quaintness, the history, the architecture, the building, and the serenity that it brings. And I'm glad that it was always saved and never developed.
And lastly, if you're elected mayor, who is the first person you're going to call and why?
Oh, there's so many people. Because I've got a lot of support out there. I probably my neighborhood services coordinator, Arena Richards, because we've worked so long together and we're good friends. And then from there, probably a whole slew of people. But they're going to be watching just as hard as I am, so I have a feeling they're going to call me first if by miracle this actually comes to fruition.
So was there anything else that you wanted to add to make sure that we have that you want to add so that could be incorporated?
No, the only thing I can say is that people need to look at who's running and make a decision for themselves and not sit back and just let the newspapers and others make the decision for you. I mean, that's one of the things that I'm upset about with the Tribune, was they only invited, quote, the 7 top candidates. Excuse me. I chose not to raise money. Everybody I know doesn't have money. And what people do have money, they're looking to see who they're going to give it to, who they think is going to do something for them. I have gotten some dollars. I've turned people, knowing that they don't have any money, and told them no, that I don't want their money because they need to feed their kids or take care of their dog or whatever. So no, people really need to study the candidates and familiarize themselves and not rely on somebody else to tell them how to vote. I mean, going out and looking at the literature that everybody's sending out, that's all hype. That's advertising. Look beyond that. Because this is your city. You know, that's my favorite motto is, I don't care whether you like me. I don't care whether you agree with me. But this is your city. Get involved. Because no one else can do it for you. And then you can't sit there and gripe afterwards when things go wrong. I mean, I can sit there and help somebody, but if they're not willing to help themselves, there's no payback in this for them. Anyway, that's pretty much it.